Man, love has overcome. And that's our hope and our help and our faith this day. Well, today I'm going to a somewhat familiar passage in John chapter 14. And we're going to talk about the one way. There is only one way. And we're going to see how the scripture talks about that. Now, this one way, of course, comes in what we see in John 14:6, which says, "No one comes to the Father except through me." There is only one way. There's a lot of people that try different paths. There's a lot of people that proclaim that other paths might lead to God. Well, the Bible doesn't give us that option. The Bible tells us there is only one way. So if you're going to be biblical, it has to be this. No one comes to the Father except through me, says Jesus. And that tells us, as we look at this, that the way is in Jesus. There is a way to the Father, the Father God, the Creator God, but that way is only in Jesus. And if we are not found in Jesus, then we will not have a way to the Father. It's just the way it is. We can talk to God. We can pray to God. God is gracious. He will listen to us. But since he's given us his Son as a means of salvation, when we know about Jesus, then we must reach the Father through him, period. Now, through Jesus, well, you know, some people say, well, aren't there other faithful people in the world? Aren't there other faithful paths? Aren't there other people that are believing in God? Aren't there others whose hearts are touched by the God of the universe? I have to say, yes, there are. But if you know of Jesus, there is only one way. And if you don't know of Jesus, then you need to seek Jesus, because God has provided a way for you to enter into his very presence. Jesus pretty much says, my way or the highway here. These are red letter words. If you have a red letter New Testament, in John chapter 14:6, Jesus says this, that the only way to the Father is through me. And it's pretty much do it right or don't do it at all. Stick with me, says Jesus, or just take off. There is only one way to the Father. Now, you need to know that the context of this is not in the crowd, and it's not in the world. Jesus is speaking to his disciples. This is just right after he said that a new command I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, so you are to love one another, so that the world will know that you are my disciples by your love. He's just finished saying that in chapter 13 of John, and now in chapter 14, he's telling them this important thing. No one comes to the Father except through me. As disciples of Jesus, we need to hear that, just as his disciples needed to hear that. As we go out into the world, we need to know that. We need to believe that. We need to hang on to that. We need to be able to share that, because this is what we are given in the gift of Jesus Christ. And this passage, or these chapters from John chapter 13 through John chapter 17, are all about Jesus giving instruction to his disciples between the Last Supper and the cross. And so it's important stuff, and it's an important concepts that are here. Now, as we read 14:6, I shared, no one comes to the Father except through me, is the second half of verse 6. Here we are with the first half as well. As we seek the way in Jesus, John 14:6, Jesus told him, because what had happened here is that Philip asked a question about how we should take our next steps. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. Or Thomas, excuse me, Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where we're going. Show us so we can know the way. And that's when Jesus said this. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Thomas asked that question, if you would show us the way, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And so I want to look at what that means with the I am the way, the truth, and the life. See, if you want to experience God the Father and be in his presence through that only way of Jesus, you also have to be in Jesus so that you might come through to the Father, because the only way to the Father is through Jesus. Jesus is the way. And we enter into Christ when we allow him to enter into us. We enter into Christ when we accept him, when we give up to him, when we surrender to him, that he might be in us and we in him and the Father in us. All of this is talked about through these passages and winds up in chapter 17 of John. But that means that we have to begin with a faith in Jesus so that we get these things right. In Jesus, we have the path to the Father. Thomas said, how can we know the way? And Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way. He also says this, as he goes on to this, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. So that also means that not just the way is in Jesus, but also the truth is in Jesus. And what I mean by that is that the truth of the Father God is in Jesus. He is the way, he is the truth. And, you know, we can think about God the Father. We can try to describe God the Father. We can write books about what to know about God the Father. We can look at the mountains and consider the wonders of God the Father. We can look at the flower through a microscope and see the tiniest things and just be excited about God the Creator, God our Father. But the truth is, according to the scripture, we can only know the truth about God the Father in Jesus Christ, in God's Son. And without that, we can never get to the really important truth about God the Father. Because this same verse, Jesus told him, I am the way, but he says, I am the truth as well. No one comes to the Father by me. That means the truth about God the Father is also hidden in Jesus, hidden into our experience with Jesus. In Jesus, we have the truth so we can truly know God the Father. We don't have to make up ideas about what God the Father should be like. We don't have to skirt the issue. We don't have to decide that God the Father is a big marshmallow that'll just love everybody and it doesn't matter what you do. But the truth is in Jesus, and Jesus is the Holy Son of God who lived a life showing us what it was really like to live for God. He is the truth. He lived the truth. He is the truth so that we can know God the Father's heart of love for us. Jesus is the truth that allows us to experience God the Father's holiness so that we're not blown away when we come face to face with the holiness of God at the last time. We need the truth in Jesus about God the Father so we can find our way to God the Father with a more perfect understanding of the Father. We just can't know the truth, the full truth, the experiential truth about God the Father, unless we have experienced and know Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and he also says, I am the life. The life is in Jesus. So the way is in Jesus, the truth is in Jesus, the life is in Jesus. And what this means here is that in Jesus, we find out what life really means. In Jesus, we find out that life is more than just being able to squirm and breathe and get hungry and be needy and everything else. Life is about living. Life is about God. Life is about the goodness of God flowing into us, flowing through us, flowing out of us. Life is all about the life that Jesus led as an example for the life we should lead. We only really know life when we understand life through the practice or through the reality of Jesus. Jesus came to live among us. The Son of God came to be among us. The gift of God to us is Jesus, so that we might see what life is, we might know what life is, and we also might experience the eternal life that God has for us in Jesus. And so the way and the truth and the life are in Jesus. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, that means that the way of Jesus is a way that we can know the Father. The way of Jesus is knowing the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus tells us in John 14:17, the first part of that, if you know me, you will also know my Father. In Christ, in him, we also come in contact with God the Father. Now, this is Jesus telling his disciples that these are important relationships. Be in me so that you might know my Father. Know me so that you know my Father. Know who the Father is because he loves you so much. So if we know Jesus, we will know the Father. He came to show us all about God the Father. Now, that also means not just knowing, experientially knowing God the Father, but also the way of Jesus is seeing the Father, because he also says in John 14:17, he says, from now on, you do know him and have seen him. Have seen him already? Well, Jesus is about to explain that because Philip's about to ask the question, Lord, show us the Father that we will, and that'll be enough for us. But Jesus says, wait a minute, don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father too. The one who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? You see, seeing is a part of knowing. Seeing is understanding. It's a face-to-face. I see you, you see me. If we know the Father, we can also see the Father. We can see the Father at work. We can know the Father's reality. We can know that he is still at work. If you know him, if you see him, it's because you know and have seen Jesus. In him is the way, the truth, and the life. And that way is knowing the Father as well as seeing the Father, because the way of Jesus brings us from death to life, from death to life. Now, we're really good at producing death. We just can't do much about producing life. We produce death in all the things that we have.